Well, good morning. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. Today, we are going to focus on a topic rather than a person who's going to be sharing their story. And I have asked several people, and wonderful that you are, you're already responding via text or email earlier, to talk about the subject of lactoferrin. And I would encourage you right off the top, if you've used Neekin's Lactoferrin Gold 1.8 in the last, oh my goodness, goes back 14 years, 15 years, I think, now, that we've had it. My dad's saying, geez, it's been a long time. Some of us have used it daily. Some of us have recently discovered it. Some of us in the Neekin family, whether a customer or a consultant, have discovered the power and the potential of lactoferrin. It's milk, it's iron. As one of our customers said, well, if you just break it down, Vance, it sounds like milk and iron. Exactly. Lacto, the protein base, and then the ferrin, the iron, getting it into the body. Is it an increase of iron? No, it really, and I'm hoping Mary Helen Dean will share about this, it really helps the iron that's in our body that we're assimilating in our food supply. It just helps get it to where it needs to go. And I know we've seen that in our own 7-year-old daughter. But there's so many other things, and this is where I really encourage you, whether you know about it or you don't, just Google it. That's a common phrase in our pop culture today. Just type it in on any search engine on the internet and watch what comes up. It is truly fascinating in the sense of what this product or what this element is outside of North America. The rest of the world, especially in Asia, have been using this ingredient, this product, this substance for years now. And I was incredibly impressed with what's going on in China and Japan. Entire companies are building their product line that they sell in the stores, just regular direct sales type companies. And the results they're having, the double-blind studies, the research that's been done, I've shared this before, but in the country of China, it is illegal, completely prohibited, to sell or distribute any infant baby formula unless it has lactoferrin added. It is amazingly crucial for infants, for young people at those early stages to get the lactoferrin in the body for the development, for the brain activity, and if they're not being breastfed, then they're not going to get it. It's just not there. So, anyway, for adults, what does that mean to us? Well, I always describe it as a super immune builder, and that's why I take it. It literally helps to defeat or go to war with the bacteria and the toxicity in our body, and it really, really works. If you want to make it 10 times more effective than just swallowing the capsules, pop them open, dump it under your tongue. I'll warn you in advance, it tastes pretty nasty, but it's really, really effective. I use it for what I call my raise the terror threat level. And when I'm traveling, when I'm on an airplane, when I'm in public places, and those areas are out of my control, I can't control that environment. And just like when we go into certain countries, we can't control the hostility. I was just reading about this in the book of 1 Kings this morning, that it was declared over one gentleman, you're going to be a terror. And they didn't use the word terrorist, but you're going to be a terror to those you come in contact with. There's lots of factors out there that can become that in our bodies. And the way to guard against that is to use a product like this. And one last point, then I'm going to hand the phone over to my dad and let him share his story real quick and get us going on some of these powerful stories, is that Neekin has extended. Now, this is a time-sensitive announcement, so it's our responsibility to get the word out there. This new formulation, Neekin has, not only we're in a bottle form now rather than a package, which I think is wonderful because those little packages were not exactly the easiest to recycle, but the bottles are 100% recyclable. Anything with that triangle with a number on it, 100% recyclable. And we as a company are proactive in saving the environment and doing our part. A little bit goes a long way. So I'm really excited about that. And then right on the heels of that, we have a promotion going on that for every bottle that we order via regular ordering, whether on the phone or via the internet, customer or consultant, for every bottle that's ordered, we get a free yellow power band necklace. And again, the sky's the limit on that. You order 10 bottles, you're going to get 10 necklaces. You won't see the necklaces appear on the order until you click the final submit order button. And that's when it says, congratulations, your transaction has been completed. And boom, you see the order right there, and it'll show you. You order 2 bottles, you get 2 necklaces. And anything 6 bottles or less, it goes automatically, USPS, priority mail, and you'll have it in 2 to 3 days. So that's a win-win for all of us. So take advantage of it. I say that, don't order a whole slew of it with the intention of sharing it or selling it to your friends, your customers, or giving it away as, you know, stocking stuffers or stuff like that. But encourage people to check it out. Or if they don't have time to place the order, offer to add it to an order, and you'll get it expedited shipping. But really encourage folks. And those of us who have been doing this the last few days have had a lot of fun with it. So that offer is extended for another 4 or 5 days, 6 days, I believe. And Meekin's got plenty of the Power Band yellow, only yellow, necklaces to give away. And it's up to us to take advantage of it. So on that note, I'm going to let my dad share his experience that was almost a year ago with a pretty major... how can I say it? Intrusive, if that's what it is, in his mouth area. And I want to remind folks that whatever story you share is your story. Don't get caught up in what you can say or what you can't say. It's your story, all right? You don't have to tell us what the doctors diagnosed you with unless you want to. We're not making medical claims here. We're just simply sharing stories. And any results, because these statements that are in print, that are on Meekin's website, have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. We're just simply using products and getting wonderful results, and these are our stories. So on that note, here is my father, Denny Rogers, and he's going to share his story with Lactoferrin.
Good morning, everybody. This is Denny Rogers, and it started about exactly almost a year ago. I started having problems with my tooth, and so I went into the dentist, and he said, yeah, you got an abscess tooth, and you have to do a root canal, and that would cost you about $2,400. And I said, what? He said, yeah. I said, well, how can we get this price down? He said, well, you're a senior, right? Okay, you'll knock $100 off. I said, well, that's a big deal, huh? Well, anyway, it so happened that I went with it for a while, and then I said, I'm going to get a second opinion. So I go get a second opinion, and this dentist says the same thing, and so I said, man, this is going to be terrible. I don't want to put up with this. And so it just so happened that, I messed around, popped a couple aspirin or something, trying to fight the pain a little bit. Not thinking anything about it here, like, I was impressed with what Van said. Like, a friend's been around for 13 years, and here I've been using it on and off periodically, but never really consistently, and so it just so happened, and like a month passed, and we were at the event in Salt Lake. And Brody Craney's talking about products, and he says, who's had a product experience with this? And he holds up a packet of Lactoferrin, and this lady gets up and he says, well, I just eliminated having a root canal. So I perked my ears up real heavy, and she says, yeah, I started taking that, and blah, 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 one thing led another, and I have to go have a root canal. So immediately when I get home, and by that time I was putting the power patch on and the duct tape on my cheek and been wearing that around, and it's relayed the discomfort a little bit. But then I left the patch on and started doubling up on the doses. I was taking 2 in the morning and 2 at night for probably about a month. And then, of course, the thing started receding and receding, I guess, not receding, in the construction business, right? Okay, so anyway... I started backing off a little bit, so then I started taking 2 a day, and one thing led to another, and it's been almost a year now, and I don't have any discomfort at all in my mouth. I can chew on that side. I don't even realize it was even bad at that time, and so it's been, a miracle? No, it's not really a miracle. Just focusing on using the product, using the right product, and investigating what I should have done prior to getting involved in it all. But anyway, it's been enjoyable to have a product that works like this. Not only that, but all of the products that I take for granted and don't use. But anyway, go for it.
Well, thank you, Dad. And I want to just keep the ball rolling here. Mary Helen Dean.
Good morning.
Her name, right? Good morning, and I know you got to get on the road, so go for it. You're
good morning. Thank you, Vance. It's an honor to share this story. I'd forgotten how many years we've had lactoferrin in our house, and I could probably take up hours of your time here telling you all the amazing stories with a husband who was a high school principal and kiddos in school always bumping up against us. So it just is, it's been a staple, and my young son has, you know, he gets something cooking here, and he goes and takes a couple of them at a time, you know. But again, you penciled it out very nicely, Denny, when you said $2,400 versus a little extra to take some lactoferrin, which will not just take care of your any kind of ickies that are going on in your body. It feeds your gut. And wouldn't it be wonderful if we just lived in nature all the time and could use everything that the good Lord gave us on this earth to feed our bodies and take care of things, but that's not the case anymore. So we need to replenish the supply of lactoferrin, and it's in abundance in breast milk. And even that's a challenge too, if people are not, who are breastfeeding are not, their nutritional status isn't really great either. So this is an amazing product. It's done amazing things, and I had the privilege of caring for my dad towards the end of his life, and he had all kinds of things going wrong with him, and I had to put him in an adult family home just down the street so I could pop down there anytime needed. And of course, as he got older, his skin got thin, and he ended up with a sore, and I was giving, at that point I'd gotten him on all the products, and he was pretty cutely goes, how come you didn't make me do this 15 years ago? And, you know, who knows where he would have been, but that's not the story I want to tell today. It was that Daddy got a sore, and of course the home, under their regulations, oh, we've got to call the doctor, and he probably needs antibiotics. And I thought, oh my gosh, you put my dad on antibiotics, and that's the end of his life. He will end up with horrific diarrhea, which was his MO every time he'd ever had an infection, and he avoided them like as much as possible. And I just said, no, please just let me deal with this. I'm a nurse, and I'll figure this thing out. And I thought, you know, I could give him a bunch of immunity and lactoferrin, but the big problem was this sore on his leg. And I knew that this lactoferrin would gobble up those icky critters that were growing on his leg. And so I, you know, Vance puts it under his tongue. Well, I opened up the capsule and put it on my dad's wound, covered it up. And you got to be careful, though, when you open those capsules up or whatever, because the turmeric in there does all kinds of things. I think natives have used that forever for dyeing fabric, so be careful what you do here. I had an interesting experience. But it stayed on my jeans, and it's a memory of helping my dad. Well, it didn't take but a couple of days before that whole thing receded on his leg. And he was comfortable. There was no discomfort. And the most important thing was we didn't have to feed him those icky antibiotics, and mostly to cover the adult family homes, you know what, because they sure as heck don't want anybody getting an infection here. And I understand that. That's important. And antibiotics have their place. But if you can do things naturally to give your body a better toolbox to handle infections, viruses, whatever it is. So I'm pretty excited about this new formulation. I had a chance to talk a bit with Jeff yesterday, Jeff Isom. He's here doing, in the Seattle area, doing Becoming Your Best Self class, which is where Vance and Denny are too. And I think we have something that's even going to be a better item in our toolbox and can help us utilize what's in nature in our homes and when we're out and about on airplanes and out in public. And for the last 20 plus years, again, I could tell you story after story of just in our own household, let alone the people whose lives have been impacted by these products. And our lactoferrin has been a real cornerstone in our family. So,
Mary Helen, real quick, I don't want to ask you a bunch of questions to clarify, but I think one that will pop up, you know, Dad put a time frame on it. You know, he took four a day for a month, and then he cut it back to two, and I believe that's how many. I'm looking for confirmation from mom here. I think he's still taking two a day. Yes, she's nodding her head. For your dad, and I love the opportunity that we have. We don't have to be experts. We don't all have to have a PhD in nutrition. This is just basic common sense, ingredients of life, and that we can let nature take its course, change the environment, change what we're putting on the inside. For your dad with this infection, how long did it take for the infection to start to turn the other direction where you could visibly see?
48 hours. 48 hours. And if
wow.
anybody's cared for older people, you know what those skin breakdowns do for folks. And just the discomfort, let alone all the other crazy things that can happen. And again, there's a place for allopathic or, you know, our Western medicine approach to things, and I don't want to trash it, but I want to say that if we can use nature to take care of things, and it can go a long way. So internal consumption goes to every part of your body, and an owie or a sore or something that you can put these great nutrition on. I would imagine with any of our things, you probably could do that, but the lactoferrin was incredibly powerful, and I thought of that because I've had so many great experiences with my son who had all kinds of respiratory problems, and I knew that the place that you lose your natural lactoferrin in your body is through secretions. You lose it through your tears, your saliva. For sure, if you've got an open sore, it leaves your body, so you want to replenish that, and you replenish it by putting it in your gut and letting it do its work on every part of your body. And and as a result of my experience with my daddy, I shared this with a colleague in Hawaii, and she had a neighbor and who had all kinds of problems because of his sugar issues. And I'm sure those pictures are someplace on a hard drive someplace, but Shirley was able to do a similar thing on a much more dramatic basis by using those capsules and adding to the toolbox. And this gentleman had beyond amazing results that she shared with me. So I
yeah,
think we
I
have
like
a hold of something that's even better. So
I like the way you're toning that story down, because I saw those pictures that you're describing, and I still remember that event, and I remember looking at that screen, and I'm sure the look on my face was mirrored that of everybody else in that auditorium, of just kind of a shock and awe of wowzer. And here's a gentleman who was in a wheelchair, I believe, and his
yep.
open sores on his feet were so bad
yep.
that the topic of amputation had come up. And again, I want to be careful, because people can get extremes here. This is a product, as you stated, Mary Helen, that it can be taken internally. That's the easiest way to do it. However, in extreme cases, on burns, on open wounds, on a lesion or an infection or a rash, making it into a paste and putting it on it, and it will stain the skin, it will stain whatever you make contact
yeah.
because it's such a strong, strong ferrin, iron ore. It's bauxite, they make aluminum out of it. Same thing, it's a deep red type of soil. And so this is, but again, it's right out of the earth. It's one of these beautiful things that God gives us. And this one, again, is right from milk. So,
Dance, I just want to say, it would be really wonderful if we could help people prevent some of these things. I mean, again, my dad,
mm-hmm.
how come you didn't make me do this when you first started? I said, oh, don't even get me going on that topic, Daddy. And people who are battling being able to keep their sugar under control, I mean, that's a whole other subject matter here. So whatever we can do to give our body the necessary toolbox to keep ourselves healthy, people need to know what we have here, and it is profound what you can do for people. Even if they have underlying conditions, you can help turn that around, and it takes persistence and consistency to be able to overcome some of these things. But let's get out there and help people prevent some of these complications from not taking good care of ourselves.
Amen and amen. Well, thank you, Mary Helen. We're going to shift from the Seattle, Washington area right over to Chicago, Illinois. I believe Pam Benson is on the line. And you've hit *6 on your phone line, Pam. There we go. And, you know, Pam, before you share your story, your experience, I want to just let folks know that all of Nikan, and this needs to be repeated over and over and over and over again, is that all of Nikan's formulations whatever's on the bottle is designed for a 130 to 150 pound person. So you figure out what your weight is and then say, oh, maybe I need to take a little bit more. And then again, if you pop open a capsule or put something on your tongue, you're going to get a better effectiveness out of it. Dad, for an extreme case, started with 4, weaned it back to 2. Again, whatever the bottle says is designed for everyday common maintenance. Okay, when you have an extreme case, an extreme scenario, you want to take a little more. It's just like if you're sick and you struggle with hydration, you're going to want to take more than half your body weight in ounces of water. And it's just common sense medicine, stuff like that. So, Pam, your experience with lactoferrin.
Well, lactoferrin for me is one of my favorite vegan products. And I found it kind of interesting when you were talking about the lack of iron, because when I was 32, I tried to give blood, and they told me I didn't have enough iron to give them any blood. So, yeah, I was working at Chase in Treasury Services, which is in their IT, which is a very, very high-stress place to work. And it's also a place where you do not call in sick. And if you stay home sick, you get on the phone and you do your conference calls and you're on your computer. At this point in time, it was like 2011, it was the winter. We sat in very small cubicles, just crammed in. There were about 30 or 40 of us. And everybody had the flu. And they were, I've never in all my life seen so many people so sick, sitting at their desk, you know, all the men and that. And you're sitting next to them. I remember I was meeting with one guy, and he belonged at home in bed. And we're literally both holding onto the same piece of paper. He's got one in, and I've got the other. I'm thinking about wearing garlic. And they're all sick. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not doing this. I'm not going to do this. And I remember Dr. Naidu, when he was in town for an all-day event a couple years earlier, it was about osteodensitis, but he also talked about lactoferrin and about being well, throw down more. So every night I went home and I took 4 or 5 capsules of lactoferrin every night. Out of the entire group, they end up, like I said, you did not go home and not be on the phone. These guys ended up at home for days, and I'm talking like more than a dozen of them, not doing the calls, not doing anything. They were so sick. I was the only one in the bunch who did not get sick. And I know it was the lactoferrin.
Yeah, we can take grandma or mom's old or great grandma's, you know, old remedy of, you know, chicken soup, you know, the broth, and you can do all these ones. And there's a place for that. As Mary Helen reminded us, that Western medicine. However, why don't we look to what the rest of the world is doing as far as the research that's out there? And just because it's not commonplace in your CVS down on the corner or your Walgreens or your Rite Aid doesn't have a big sign that says, get your lactoferrin, you know, dose here. No, what do they have? Get your flu shot here.
When people ask me about the flu shot, I say, I don't do flu shots, I do lactoferrin. And the flu shot thing, and I was in the healthcare world, the health insurance thing and stuff, it's really all about just making the drug companies wealthier. There's so many horrible things in those, and now they're requiring, my grandson works at a hospital, and he's being required to, you have to have a flu shot. And he's a kid who's on that autism spectrum. And it's like, really? He needs this shot into his arm? You know, but anyhow, lactoferrin to me is your guard against flu and colds. It works amazing.
And on the note of helping us to understand, Pam, the information age of this, there's so much information out there. Nikan has done a beautiful job 2 weeks in a row now with their weekly blog. And the latest email that went out, I believe, yesterday morning or 2 days ago, it's available. And if you receive that email, then you can simply take, and I shared with a dear friend of mine yesterday, he said, yeah, I spent 2 hours trying to figure out how to get that information out to my customers. I said, Larry, in the future, sorry, I didn't want to name him by name, but he said, all you have to do is spend a few minutes typing email addresses in, just hit forward, and change the subject line so it doesn't have FWD, because a lot of people will delete that. I mean, I know I do, but forward that blog, that write-up, because there's a lot of easy-to-understand information that just makes sense. And for somebody who's never heard of lactoferrin, they'll read that and go, oh, wow. And when they see, and I don't know what the formulation is today because this is all new to all of us. However, our original formulation, I think when it was originally introduced, Dr. Naidu talked about the fact that it took, was it three quarters of a gallon, so three quarts, to make the derived lactoferrin that was extracted out of this organic New Zealand milk. It was three quarts to make each capsule. Is that, do you remember that, Pam? Or does that sound, or am I way up? Yeah, okay.
I don't
be way off this.
Yeah.
But I know it's highly, highly concentrated. So,
hey, I know
that's correct, man. Three quarts.
So, Gary from Portland, Maine, do you have a story you want to add? Because I want to get as many of these as we can, and I don't want to go too long for the sake of time. But,
well,
Gary, do you have a story to share?
A quick story for, I can share as well. A customer had a oozing sore on his foot. The medical people were trying to take care of it, tried lactoferrin, taking a capsule, putting a little bit of thyme egg water, creating a paste, a real thick paste, putting it on, 24 hours, a change. Within 48 hours, it went from oozing reddish to pinkish, and the sore healed, and the medical people said, oh, lactoferrin,
It's kind of a brain blocker or a stump. You just kind of get left being completely stumped. Amazed.
Yeah. Amazed.
Thank you, Gary, for that yeah. Short, quick one. And I forgot to tell Pam thank you as well. One that I got to be part of the conversation, but not really. I watched Dr. Naidu at an event. It was like probably 10 years ago up here in Seattle. And there was, it was a huge, huge gathering and a strong doctor medical presence of people from all over the Northwest up into British Columbia. And I don't quote me on this, but I watched the conversation take place with one of Niken's, great leaders in the field. And I don't know exactly how the conversation went, but months later I heard the results of that conversation. And this particular gentleman, I'm not even going to divulge his name or his wife's name, but they wanted to start a family later in life. And it turns out that it was him. It was not her. And Dr. Naidu suggested to him, you need to start taking the lactoferrin. And he did. And the short version is, after taking five capsules a day, and I don't know if those were spread out through the day or all at one time. I don't know the details. But she conceived, and they had a baby. So I don't know if they called it, Larry the lactoferrin baby. I don't know, and I know that's just silly of me to even suggest that. I don't know the details, but I know that was the game changer. Here, this couple for years, actually probably a decade and a half at that point, had been using all of the Niken wonderful solutions, and this was the game changer for them. And it really does make a big difference. And on the subject of young people, I'll share mine, and then if there's anybody else who wants to chime in here, our youngest daughter, who's from Ethiopia, has, years ago, I want to say 4 or 5 years ago, they determined that her, as Pam said, at 32 years of age, she couldn't give blood because her iron levels were so low. It's very common in Africans. And Addie's levels were really, really low. They suggested one dosage of a prescription product, and Addie hated it. We switched to another one, and it was the same result. She turned into being quite the sneak, and literally sometimes even going outside and dumping it in the bushes or dumping it in the grass or dumping it down the sink. It was so obnoxious to her taste buds. And so we switched to a new formula. In the end, we got her on a children's supplement that has extra iron in it, and Mary Helen shared with me, this was about a year ago, she said, Vance, all you got to do is get Addie on lactoferrin, and that will, whatever iron she's getting, because you guys eat pretty healthy, a lot of fruits and vegetables, it'll help retain what she's getting in her food. The green leafy vegetables, zucchini, a lot of these things have a lot of iron in them. And sure enough, With the children's supplement and adding the lactoferrin. Now, I do it every other day because, again, right now she's 52 pounds, so I don't need to give her a full adult dosage every day, but every other day. And her numbers completely changed. I'm really excited and anticipating even better results with this new formulation because of what I've read. And again, the information's in the blog, and there will be more information coming. And this is one of those simple things as a parent. It's different for Mary Helen dealing with the end-of-life stages with her father, with her daddy, as a parent, as a daddy myself. What can I do to help my daughters? Well, give them the best stuff that's available. And the cost is irrelevant to me, within reason, of course. But when I can provide something that's going to allow their body to work, and, again, for Addie's blood system, she's more prone to have blood sugar issues. And so we're very careful about how many treats she gets and that kind of thing. And even natural. Organic fruits contain a lot of sugar. So it's an interesting thing, and it gives us kind of the ace up the sleeve. So enough of my stories. Anybody else want to chime in here? *6 on your phone. A short lactoferrin story that you've experienced or you've been part of? And there's that long pause. So I'm going to take that. So go ahead.
Hi, Vance. This is Sandy.
Good morning, Sandy, from Fremont, Ohio.
Yeah, I'm out dog walking, so hopefully there won't be any too much background noise. A number of years ago, when my kid just came out, I thought, well, if you're going to promote things to people, you've got a child. And I was trying something like that, I was trying to sit with him. Anyway, I had this problem. So, I
guess I'm not going to I was just going to ask if you could take a,
yeah.
60-second break from
sorry. Hi.
You are the specimen of physical fitness. I know that. And, however...
I walk really fast.
Yeah, I think as my our friend Sandy... Not Sandy, but from Sandy, Utah, Carol John says that the animals walking their humans, and the size of your animals are definitely walking you. But go ahead.
Well, yeah, I have a greyhound, so we go pretty fast. But anyway, I had disc issues, and the back flex helped, of course, but I thought, oh, I'm trying to flex the fear and stuff or whatever, and it was 10 days later it hit me. I had been staying at my daughter's for 3 or 4 days, she had a C-section, and I was taking care of the toddler, so she didn't have to lift. But I was lifting this toddler all the time, and I realized, I don't have any discomfort. This is, like, amazing, because lifting had been the big thing that was bothering me so much. And it was, I mean, for a supplement to lose that quickly, it's just truly, I don't know. I just thought it was mind-boggling.
Well, and again, you're a smaller frame individual, Sandy. What, 5'4", 5'5"?
Oh, no. I'm 5'1". Okay. Yeah, that would be an tall person to me.
I was trying to spot you a couple inches there. Anything that we do, and I had a conversation with a gal the other day, and... She said, as I was carrying this big bag of wheat berries, okay, and I said, I don't remember if this is a 50 or an 80-pound bag. And she said, oh, it looks like it's probably 30. And I said, I beg the difference. So I rolled up the top of the label, and I said, nope, it says right there, 50 pounds. She said, oh, by the way, you were carrying it. It looks much lighter. And, you know, I'm not Mr. Atlas, okay, or, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, wannabe. However, I knew how to carry that big bag. And when I set it down, I said, is this okay? I don't want you lifting it because this individual has those bad back. But lactoferrin is one of those things that will enable the body to work better because it deals with the helping to fight off, again, the bacteria, the stuff that's in our body. And when you Google this, and again, I'll say it again, just do some quick research. You'll be blown away how much is out there. And I know for you, Sandy, being able to lift a toddler to care for this is the joy. We met a Vietnamese gal last night who works at the restaurant we dined at, and she talked about how when she gets off work, all she does is run home so she can take care of her three-month-old granddaughter. And she said, that's my life. That's what I want to do.
Right.
And when you're a grandparent, that's not only what you want to do, it's what gets your right. It's a rite of passage. And it's a real bummer when you can't do that because of a physical inability, because of the structure of the body. And again, we're not making medical claims. If you've jumped on the call later and you missed my disclaimer at the beginning, we're not making any medical claims. We're just simply, these are our stories of what this amazing product will do. And so, Sandy, thank you for sharing that. And I know that for a lot of us in the northern part of the country or up into Canada, this is the time of year that when it gets colder, our bodies are going to be more prone and more susceptible. And I can't encourage you enough. Just add it to your regimen. When it comes to wellness and self-care and active wellness, I love the phrase I learned from a friend of mine, Ellen, and she learned this from somebody else, I believe, but when it comes to those things, taking care of our body, we either pay for it now or we pay for it dearly later in life. And a little bit, as Benjamin Franklin said, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And if we can do a little bit now, spend a little bit of money, make that investment into our bodies in a product like this, it's amazing the results. And when you start to feel something, that's what I've done every single time I travel, especially if I'm gone from home a few days. As a firefighter on the front line this summer, taking the capsules and then popping them open, dumping them under my tongue, because I know the effectiveness and getting into the bloodstream is going to be accelerated. And it's just, you're giving the body something that it can't naturally produce. So, on that note, I want to encourage
Everybody.
Yes, go ahead.
Just with Pam, it's one more thing. With people flying and all of that, I would suggest you take lactoferrin before you get on an airplane.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I don't want to keep, hogging the stage, however, is my call, Saturday AM Live. But I remember being on an extended trip, and I had one of those seats, and it seemed like it was a really large plane, but somehow I was near the center of it. But after I sat down in my seat, I realized, oh my goodness, how did I miss it? And because I started to feel that scratch in my throat, because I'd been, imagine this, Vance had been talking a lot. We had several meetings, and I think we were in Ohio. But I started to feel that scratch in my throat and a little bit of nasal something going on, and that's when I said, oh my goodness. And I had been, but I'd already taken one either the night before or again, but it was about 11-ish or noon-ish, and it was my second flight that day to get back home, and I popped open another one, and I did the same thing when I got home that night and woke up the next morning and totally gone. So it's one of those things, if we can remember to be proactive, as Pam reminded us, take it before you get on the plane, up that terrorism barrier for all those. Some of us work in a petri dish like my wife does, and she works with autistic kids, and that's why she takes it every single day, and it's absolutely huge. So, one last reminder.
Sam?
Great promotion. Yes, go ahead.
Sorry, it's Mary Lou, and just say a ditto to everything your dad did, and it worked for me on my teeth. They kept saying I had an abscess under a porcelain crown, and I need to have all of it removed, and I couldn't because of taking Plavix from two heart procedures in March and April this past year. And they said, absolutely, I couldn't stop that. So anyway, I did all the things that your dad said, and it just worked out great. It's not hurting. I saw the cardiologist Wednesday. He said, you're doing fine. He said, what about your teeth? And I said, I didn't do anything to it. I explained. So anyway, I wanted to just say that. It's great, and last night I thought I had an earache. I did have an earache. So before I went to bed, I had a little book, and I looked at some home remedy things, and it said chew some gum, and I don't ever chew the gum because of my teeth and all. And I did that, and I took two more lactoferrin. My earache's gone this morning.
So what did you say?
You know, and Mary Lou, what a neat treat to be able to chew gum, and whereas before you weren't able to do that because of a mouth issue.
Oh, I just quit, you know, altogether. So
yeah.
In my mouth, I had to really look around here to try to find something at the house. Anyway, I wanted to just share real quick. I won't take your, but it has worked, and I suggest that it works. I mean, I know I've been taking it for the bone density, you know, ever than that for mine, because I didn't have any trouble with bone density with Dr. Nider's deal. But then I've already ordered my 3 bottles of the new, so it should be here today. I guess the holiday kept it from getting. So thank you.
Yeah, we do have that the holiday. And on that note, thank you to all the veterans. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Shirley. Or Winona. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Winona.
I have a question.
Yes.
Does anybody have any experience or have any wisdom to share about how lactoferrin would work with someone who's struggling with parasitic infestations in their gut?
You know, the research that's available, and Winona, I'm going to toss this right back in your lap, no pun intended, but when you look it up, that word you just used, parasite, parasitical, I found, and again, I was shocked in just a few minutes at what were some of the correlating key words that kept coming up in different research? And again, this is not just one, you know, double-blind study. This was research in several different countries, and there were key things that, you know, markers that kept coming that were synonymous. And you're going to find that bacteria, parasites, toxins, extreme things, when you get a protein-based iron. And again, some I've talked to several folks, some who've already shared, well, what is that going to increase my iron levels too much because my doctor said I need to be careful? When it's in an organic or in a natural form that is designed to work in conjunction with the body, it's a different thing. It's not like you're adding a pharmaceutical drug, even though it's a key word, a pharmaceutical grade, but when it's a drug, it's a different scenario. And I don't...
The body will just take what it needs.
Exactly. And the rest of it will pass right on through. It doesn't.
Thank you.
But use common sense on that, Winona. Do some homework really quick and just give it a shot. And one of the things I'm going to throw out here, and you don't necessarily have to broadcast this to our customer base. However, Neken backs all of the consumable products with a 30-day money-back guarantee. And it's an interesting way how they get that money back to the customer. It's a kind of a fun way, and I've had it happen only a few times. But that guarantee is out there. So if somebody were to use and be absolutely dissatisfied, you know, at 20, 25 days, the clock starts ticking from the day they order it. And that's why it's so crucial to have a USPS priority mail service that 2 to 3 days, they'll get it, they start using it, and 15, 20, 25 days later, they don't see any difference whatsoever. You can tell. Again, I wouldn't advertise or broadcast that, but it is there as a fail-safe.
Okay.
Because
good. Thank you.
The stories that you've heard, you're welcome. The stories you've heard, I think, back it up.
So, go ahead. Add something really quick. I was on looking at Medscape, which is like WebMed, but it's for professionals. And there are very interesting articles on what they're finding on how effective probiotics and prebiotics are for the microbiome. And of course, if it's the microbiome, then it's the gut. The gut and the brain and the whole body. That's the way that things are going in the medical field, is looking at probiotics and prebiotics.
And Winona, thank you for that reminder, because Neken's blog 2 weeks ago, or I should say last week, addressed that very subject of the relationship in the gut and in the brain. And it's Nikon. I don't know the staff writers or the marketing people or the sales people, whoever's doing this, but they're doing a beautiful job at dumbing it down so we don't have to have a PhD in medicine or in reading medical journals. They're very easy to understand, and it just simply makes sense. So this is one of these products. As Mary Helen and I were walking down the sidewalk, the streets of Tacoma yesterday, I said, Mary Helen, this is truly one of these products that if this is all we had, we could build an entire future on introducing this to people, build a huge, huge customer base, if that's your intention. It's not everybody wants to do that, and that's fine. But being able to share it with people as a simple solution and being able to get it in 2 to 3 days and get people started on it, and that's the beautiful thing. Many, many times over the last 10 years, I know I've given a little pill baggie of the lactoferrin to people and said, man, you don't sound very good at all. As a matter of fact, don't take this the wrong way, but you look like death. And I've said that to some of my firefighter friends. And I said, why don't you just take these? And you're a guy. You can do this. Cut the tip of the capsule off, dump it under your tongue, and do that morning, midday, and night. And some of the stories we've gotten, the feedback we've received, man, those little orange capsules, wow, they pack a punch. Does it work for everybody that fast? Not necessarily. But it's better to get people on, especially as we go through the winter months. Want to remind everybody, last thought, is that www.saturdayamlive. If you're listening live right now, you know that recording. I've said it umpteen times. But if you have somebody that you want to help them understand, I'll hear a couple of wonderful stories from people like my father, Denny Rogers, Mary Helen, Pam Benson, my friend's story, Addie's experience, Sandy, and Mary Lou, and even what you shared with Winona. The opportunity to use the internet at www.saturdayamlive. And Steve Crowfoot, our webmaster, does a beautiful job of always posting the latest recordings right at the top. They're in chronological order. And thank you again, Steve, for doing that. And lastly, quick shout out to all the veterans again. Thank you for serving our country. Thank you for protecting and more often than not laying down your life. And if you're out and about today, you have the opportunity to thank a veteran, please do so. And because we are incredibly grateful for the freedoms that we get to enjoy here in this country and abroad. And I know I've spent time, lived overseas, traveled overseas a lot, and there's a lot of freedoms that we get to enjoy because of our veterans. So happy Veterans Day, everybody. Thank you.
Hey,
everybody,
don't
share.
Forget to remind people about Dr. Gary Lidner's webinar at 11 o'clock put out by Magnetically.
That's coming up in just 5 minutes. Yep, Dave Johnson is hosting that. The information is online. MagneticLeaders.com is the website. www.MagneticLeaders.com. All the information
people
you can get on that live webinar.
Yes, I get to all the events.
Yeah,
thank
exactly.
You,
if you can't get there, live, it's online for us. So thank you again to everybody who shared. I'm going to put a comma on this conversation. I look forward to having you join us next Saturday. Same time, same bat channel. And exciting stories to come. And please take advantage of this wonderful promotion. Share it with your friends, your customers, and you never know what's going to happen. We're going to have more exciting stories in the weeks and months to come because of a product like this. So thanks again, everybody. Have a great Veterans Day and a great rest of the weekend. Bye-bye.
Thanks.